Now is time.
There's no time for nothing.
No, let me just land, bro. What are you
doing? I'll be honest with you.
Oh, you can't do it. It'll be a good sign for you.
What?
You can't do it.
You can't do it.
Can you or can you not get Eze to Arsenal?
You can't do it.
Why?
No.
Why not? Why?
No.
Why are you so loyal?
Do you know what it is, though? Do you know what it is? You see what it is with me and my footballer friends, yeah? Whatever. Man, don't really speak to him about football because everybody speaks to him about football.
Bro,
bro,
I used to have this with boxers. Stop that.
No, I don't do it, bro. I don't.
It's an excuse. Bro, you think we're stupid?
Yeah.
Bro.
Filthy Fellas have teamed up with the Watch Section for the live show.
We are giving one lucky ticket holder to the live show the chance to win a Rolex.
And Steve is wearing it right now.
No, I'm not.
That one.
It's right there. Woo! It's right there, star.
Are you saying box and papers as well?
That's crazy.
All right. Papers.
Everything.
Lidgy.
Clean trip.
Do you know what watch that is, Marks? Do you know what that is?
What's that, Dan?
That's a 34 mil two-tone oyster strap date just.
There you go.
There you go.
What you got to do, Lips?
You got to check the Watch Section Instagram.
Not the Apple Watch. One of you. Lucky winner.
Buy that ticket, man.
Got the papers, everything. Look at that. That's the nice. Daytone, two-tone, Johnny Dang.
What's that? Is that diamond
everybody.
Diamond bezel. Hold on, what's on? That bezel looks shiny.
It's all upside down.
He's got it on the wrong way around.
Yeah, I'm not used to the roly, but one all of right, you yeah. will be used to the roly. Lucky winner.
So remember, people, check the Watch Section Instagram for all the details.
How many Rolexes have you owned before, Dan?
I don't know, 10, 15.
So if Dan telling you it's good, then you know it's serious.
Everyone
you
know, buy a ticket, this man. Is one of those ones. It's either for them kind of six-a-side, five-a-side players.
What's wrong with this guy?
Or
what?
It's for your girl.
I hear
this
it.
This is 34 mil.
Licorice.
If you're a big man, you probably can't get away with wearing this. But just get this for your girl and get it for free. All you got to do is come to a live show.
Buy a ticket, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see whose wrist has been going crazy recently?
Who?
Moggs' wrist has been going crazy.
Don't get
involved.
Listen,
you got to be easy with him. You got to check his pen game stuff, what's going on. Because
his wrist
listen,
is shining.
Don't get involved in my business.
Got a little finger everywhere. On the wedding ring. Hey.
Changed now, man.
You're moving crazy.
As soon as points at the helm, I'm getting paid right. You know what I'm saying?
He's coming back.
Throw me that one. Lips.
Well, the pinch, right?
Yeah, I feel this one still.
Well, I feel fairly silent. That's cold.
I'm going to keep this one still.
Do you mind? Do you mind, Steve? Thank you.
Oh, he's got filthy on the side.
No, just me.
No
just
way.
He's
just
doing
me.
A Miles.
Yeah.
Ez. The Ez.
What's that?
Miles puts his ears in the hat. Not Margs, Miles.
Lips, what are you saying? Proper?
Proper.
That's what I'm saying, my guy. That's it.
This is an advertisement for Sailie.
Sailie on a daily.
Nah,
that's
Steve.
You should have stayed
the first one was way better.
1980s.
Wow, man. Yeah, man.
But I like that the fact that you tried something new. Sometimes mix it up, do you know what I mean? Obviously, that wasn't a good mix.
Sailie is the affordable, easy-to-use and sustainable eSIM service that gives reliable mobile and internet connections from over 200 destinations worldwide. Just download the Sailie app and pick a data plan. It will automatically activate the moment you reach your destination. Steve-O, you was abroad.
Mate, that is exactly what I did. I can't believe it. I've always heard about the eSIMs and all the rest of it, and obviously we spoke about Sailie. We had a little discount code, so I rang you. You were still awake at that time anyway. But yeah, man, it worked straight away. As soon as I put it on, changed the settings, and I was good to go, mate. It was perfect. And that was in Florida, by the way. So yeah, worldwide.
So with a Sailie eSIM, you ditch the physical SIM, save on roaming costs, and you never lose connection.
Never.
Sailie gives you a secure internet connection on your travels and enables you to switch your device's virtual location back home so you can access all apps and sites which may be blocked abroad. So you have no problem keeping up to date with the football, movies, TV shows, all of that. And if you're moving on to another country, just add a new destination to your existing Sailie eSIM. There's no need to install a new one every time.
Download Sailie in the App Store or by scanning the QR code on the screen. Right there on Skitz's face. All over it. There you go.
Wow.
That is mad.
What? Use code FILTHYFELLAS at the checkout to get 15% off your first purchase. I did that. You get it?
The details in the episode description box below. Steve-o.
Sailing on a daily.
That's the Motown version. I'm rating that. That's the Motown version. That's Motown.
It's the gap.
Right.
Before we get into the show, Steve, your hair matches your kit.
Can you
take the hat off?
Both of the tones.
Your hair matches your kit, bro.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
Big drip.
Who that dress so scandalous?
She's living the vida loca. All right, mate. Whatever.
What was the thought process behind that? Sorry.
I am actually not finished. I need to go lighter. So I'm going to take it down a bit and get it done by a professional.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
It needs to be there.
Let me take my
Okay, he's going blonde.
It's more piss blonde right now.
You have to go ginger first.
Yeah.
Why?
Tell them the overall plan.
So it's like a process.
Anyone at home, if you're too young, you don't know, I'm going to give you some advice. Go and watch Demolition Man. Wesley Snipes.
I thought you did it because Lamine Yamal. But yeah, go on.
I probably done it. The first time I done it, he wasn't born. Yeah.
Do you know what's crazy? My son said to me the other day, can I dye my hair like a mad colour? Like,
told him no. Like, told him no.
Told him you're never allowed in your life to do
it. Why?
That. It's just not my story.
That's true. I hear it.
Sorry, Steve.
So, boys, I'm liking the squad we got here. It seems like a bit of a full squad.
That seems like a dig, by the way.
At who?
Just dig.
Loons.
No. Why would you say loons? Exactly.
CKG.
Could be Wicko.
No, he was about to point at me, you wassy. Why?
You're here. How can it be a dig at you?
Exactly.
This guy's insecure.
Who's you pointing at me? Because production.
Right, last time I saw you, you never had a face tattoo, did you?
Nah, I didn't still.
What? Things have changed.
Wow.
Have you not realised that?
This? No, but you've always had the Eve.
Yeah.
You're really not going to go into the corporate world ever again, are you? You've made your mind up now.
Yeah.
He's Mexican.
What's that one?
That's what you're on.
That's
so.
A Latino kind of.
Fast and Furious, what is it?
Yeah, Fast and Furious, yeah.
Eddie Guerrero-ish.
Eddie Guerrero.
I'll take that one.
Rest in peace, but yeah, you're gone, man. You're gone.
Mysterio Jr.
I'll take that one as well.
Get me rest up to who he did the 6x9 to. Killed them.
6x9.
Oh.
No?
We're not doing that one.
He's done that again, Lips.
That's the Italian thing.
No,
like,
no, you know, it's like, not. You know.
We're going to talk about football?
Yeah.
We are. Obviously, Liverpool are going a little bit mad in the transfer season.
They're on a football manager thing.
Bro, they're playing Master League. It's not even football manager. There's no negotiations.
Do you think this puts more pressure on them, though? Like no one expected them to win the league, innit?
Can I just moan about something quickly before we do that?
Go on.
I watched Chelsea play against Benfica the other day in America in the Club World Cup, which seemed to be such a great idea, yeah?
Then there was lightning.
Bro, it wasn't even there. In the 85th minute, everyone evacuated the stadium. The players, the fans, everyone.
The game didn't finish.
Why?
There wasn't even anything, bro.
The game took 4 hours.
All they showed was a flag blowing. And they were expecting adverse weather, like a storm's coming. But it's not here yet. Not a drop of rain yet. But they've evacuated everyone. We waited 2 hours to finish 5 minutes.
This is a preview to the World Cup, what we're going to have to go through in America.
We can't do that, you know? Like, because every strike of lightning, do you know the rule?
Do you know the rules? I was going to ask you.
I feel like you know them.
I know it, yeah. So they're saying if there's lightning about, they got
every strike of lightning... They need 30 minutes.
That's within like an 11 mile radius.
Yeah.
If there's another strike of lightning, this time's got to start again.
Start again.
They need 30 minutes with no lightning.
Bro,
whatsoever.
It's not even just a minute, bro. They cancelled my youth sports day, bro.
Why?
Because it's too hot.
What?
Bro, they would have left us to burn back in the day.
Yeah, we
bring out
burned.
Some water, some.
Yeah, we were dying.
I was burning. I was at sports day that was last week.
We look like we came back from holiday.
Why are they doing it in June as well? I'm sure they used to do it towards the end of the year. What's going on?
End of the year and end of June.
No, it was in July. It used to be July.
There's about 2-3 weeks left.
Depend on what school you go to.
Isn't it? Summer holidays.
Yeah, but it's not the end of the school year. It's three weeks before July.
There's
3 weeks left. We used to do sports day in July, way into July.
But I think maybe it's because they don't want them to burn.
Hold on. Steve, are you meant to be at a sports day?
Is it today?
Really, what?
Is it Aaron's sports day today?
Where are you supposed to be?
It's cancelled. It's probably cancelled.
Because Lumos just saw this and
yeah.
We thought he forgot about a sports day.
That's what I thought. What on sports day? Yeah, no, no.
I just want to say,
go on,
yeah,
it's clean. Let's go.
The only time I seen Lumos in clothing that isn't Jamaica clothing was a Burna Boy tracksuit.
I'm telling you, I've seen him not in Jamaica clothes before, but it was still in Jamaica clothes.
Yeah, yeah, that's what
the
I'm saying.
The fingerless gloves and the loafers.
Nah.
In a dance, wooden chain.
I had a wooden chain.
Cold.
Bally.
Lumos, you know when he was happiest? When Arsenal had the Jamaica colored kit.
Not in Hildrip.
He was over the moon.
He was on his level.
Foamy, he was so happy.
You seen the drop? He was trying to get it like a Supreme drop. He was trying to get it early in there. Hey, listen, boys.
Let's talk ball.
If the transfer market was a league, Liverpool would already
get out.
Come on, mate. What happened there? What was that?
Because
he was there.
I had a long weekend.
Come on, please.
Had a long weekend.
Let's talk about the signings.
They're the one it already.
Obviously, works.
There's meant to be a good roster today, you know. Don't spoil it, please.
Go on.
That's the new energy.
I'm not going to lie, though. Replacing Trent and Robertson in one window, big business.
Have they replaced them though, Margs? Come on, you're a guy.
Well, Frimpong, I'm yet to be seen, but Kirkez is proper.
Robinson? Best left back in the last 10 years?
No, but Kirkez is proper, young fullback.
In the league?
Yeah, Kirkez is proper.
Robertson, last 10 years?
Yep.
He's got to be.
Because there's been a lack of them as well.
Kirkez is a rude boy, I'm not going to lie to you. He's the truth.
Is he though?
Yeah,
he's a bad boy. I'm not saying he's not. I'm just trying. That was a genuine question. Can someone break him down to me? Strengths, weaknesses.
Is he as aggressive and tenacious as Robertson?
No.
It's not about being as aggressive.
He's a good footballer. He's quick.
Yeah, strong.
He's not bad in 1v1s defensively. Like, you can't say. I wouldn't say he's an amazing.
Strong offensively.
The fact is, he's at Liverpool now. He's probably going to get better at a lot of things that he's good at. And I think he'll go on to be decent.
Offensively,
he's
good.
Very good. Yeah, he's very
good.
Good
in the final third.
With left backs, left footers by nature, they look a bit better than right footers, yeah? So at left back, whenever you get a left back, they look good until they look meaty. So like we had it with, who's the left back that ended up at West Ham?
Emerson.
I like him, but.
Emerson, he came to us, he was just like, your decision making's all over the place. Of course you're technically good, you're left footed.
A bit lightweight.
But it was a bit light and just a bit scatty.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing I'm thinking could go wrong here, because Liverpool are still going to play a high tempo game. Are you smooth enough to do it? Like, a Scottish man can do it. If you could have gone and got another Scottish left back called.
Hungarians are not really messing around.
No one even knows one. I don't know a single Hungarian.
I think that's a good thing.
All right, fullbacks are cute. Yeah. Fullbacks are cute.
Go on.
But what about Verts? Because I'm telling you now, he's one of the top players in world football. Does he need a season? Does he need?
No, he's on fraud watch from the get go. He's on fraud watch from the get go.
100%.
The money is. They've just won the league. He's on fraud watch from the get go. I said it before.
We've been in this predicament
as United fans. He is no different.
Don't make it about yourself.
I'm saying it in comparison. I'm not going to say Declan Rice because we've had a number of 100 plus or near 100 plus.
Who?
Sancho's near 100. Anthony's near 100.
So now you can say that. But when we say that, it's no.
Take it off.
It's 40 plus.
Exactly. You've never had the conversation with man.
Involved in this, you lot got signed bare man for 100.
It's true.
You've never had the conversation with man. What I'm saying is the same limelight we had with our players for the near enough money is the same limelight he's going to have.
I'll be honest, I don't think he can live up to that number.
Then he's done
because
for.
Because I think as a creative player, you have hot and cold flushes, yeah? And
he's absolutely that number,
like for example, people getting onto Cole Palmer in the midpoint of this season saying, where have you been?
And
he was 40 mil.
Shut up about Odegaard.
Verts is an absolute rude boy.
No, but Verts is good. Listen, he will be the point of everyone's tactical analysis for this season. He's not going to get to play the game he wants to play.
Shall I tell you the truth, though? I think it's a Grealish situation where if Liverpool win the league or the Champions League, it don't matter.
Well, hang about. It started to matter now, though, with Grealish. It's now looking like, and I hate it, but we're back here again because I've said this before. I don't think, even though he won all those trophies, I don't think it was a success for himself.
That's
personally.
Not his fault, though.
Hang about, that's not his fault. I love him. It's not his fault, but it is what it is, right? So what I'm saying is now it's getting to the end of that tenor and they're saying that they don't want him now. People are now looking back on it saying, like, should he have stayed? Should he have been the bigger fish in the smaller pond?
Football is a team sport and an individual sport at the same time. Yeah? You've got to look out for yourself. But as a team, in a team, he did everything. He did a mad thing.
Who?
And Grealish at City.
What do you mean?
And it's bigger than what he did at Villa. What he did at Villa, it looks nice, but it doesn't do anything for the team. It's just for him. But I'm saying on a team thing, he's helped City become the best team in the world for that period of time. He helped them.
He was part of a squad that done good.
But he was starting.
The problem is the player that they signed is not necessarily the player that Pep wanted. That's why he knocked all that stuff out of him, changed him. He does it with players. He gets someone like Doku, super exciting, but you got to fit in what are doing it. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, he changes them, stuff like that. I just don't think it's on Jack Grealish. Jack Grealish done enough. He's won enough.
I think he's been great. I think he's been a success. It's not
his fault. What Pep wants from him is something totally different what you're going to see at Aston Villa.
So if, because let's have it right. Sound like Lippy. Let's have it right. Verts is kind of Grealish, what Grealish was at Villa, right? Whoa. So if he goes to Liverpool, doesn't put up the numbers that he's been putting up at Leverkusen for Liverpool, but they still win and dominate.
But it's about slot. Success. It's about slot. So we don't even really know what type of manager.
Where's he going to play where? In the 10?
CAM, yeah.
No, but I'm saying though, like, Pep came in. I mean, the players coming with Pep, he changes them. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, he done it, like, you got to play a certain way. Slot might not be that way inclined. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, the way Verts plays might be cool for Slot. It's not going to say he's going to come and say, you need to do this, you need to do that. I need this type of player.
Who's the Liverpool striker?
Striker?
No one.
Jota.
Nunes,
I think they're looking to get Nunes away. Winners.
You know what? I remember when they played City and they won 2-0.
I hate this, just say when they
play City.
I remember.
Stop doing that.
This is not your knowledge.
It's there, bro.
This is not your knowledge. Say what you've been told to say.
Imagine the producers in my ear. Allow it, man.
Making him think he's their guru.
I think when Liverpool played Man City, they didn't play with a striker as it goes. They played with just Salah. And so they played four across the middle and they played Salah and Diaz on the wings.
But do you know
one through the middle.
You could do it with those two. You can kind of do it. But surely you're not suggesting that he's going to play Verts and no one in the nine ahead of him.
Verts might be the false nine.
Nah, he needs someone ahead of him.
He's not. He'll get.
He can play off the left, though, no?
He can play everywhere.
Kirk has Bomb on, inside forward.
That's true, yeah. He can play
across the front. But I'm saying, if you've bought someone for 116 million, it's courteous to at least play him in his best position.
Which will be the 10.
Which will be the 10. Which means you need someone ahead of him. Unless you're going to invert Salah and whoever's on the left.
But imagine he's there Salah and they're going like that.
Remember,
Diamond,
Liverpool.
AC Milan.
I think Verts will be good. I just don't think he'll be any better than some of the other 10s in the league.
Liverpool won a striker, though.
No, they're going to get one.
They want, there's Isak.
Isak
talks is there. Obviously, Gyökeres, Sesko, there's loads of strikers.
Have they been linked with them too? Because I know obviously Man United have been linked with that and Arsenal. Have they been linked or would it be a steal in the last minute? Because I could see Liverpool saying, you know what? How much is Gyökeres going to cost?
Like 80. They
want 70 to
at least 80.
Gyökeres.
Euros.
80 euros, yeah.
Yeah.
70, 80.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. You can't really steal that unless you really want
it. It's not that much. They'll have to, surely they've got players to sell. They've got one or two more to get rid of.
I think they might. Ain't Diaz going?
Really?
Diaz is
going. Yeah.
With who?
Harvey Elliott.
They might, yeah.
Diaz was linked with Barca at one point.
They're going to lose the Konate money. He's going to go on free to Barca next year.
Is that true, though?
Real. Sorry, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
When it's Real and going on a free.
When they come calling.
Talks have broke down. I don't think he's not re-signing. He's going to go on a free. Damn. I think.
Again.
Anyway, I just think Verts is going to be good, but not that good. Not 160 million good.
Dan, do you think that teams this season coming will clock, because you know Slot's come in and we didn't know much about him, to be fair. Do you reckon now teams will clock onto his system and it might be a bit harder for him?
I still don't know Slot's system. I think Slot's good at he kind of kept it as it was, if that makes sense. Like he came in and just steadied it. This is what you're best at, do that. That's what you're best at. He didn't do anything like crazy tactically. Yeah. He didn't do anything.
The best thing about Slot is that, like, he was able to play in different ways, and he never got them all cylinders firing. Even though they won the league, bare don't get me wrong, like, there's still there was still like a lot he that didn't, left that they could do.
Look, they weren't even super. They had that thing where they had a Van Dijk, they had a man that a Salah, for example, who when you need an important moment, they can come up
because like
Chelsea
as well.
Kind of ran them into the ground both games, and Chelsea didn't leave with anything.
Slot didn't even buy anyone like that.
He just came in and said, just "All right, cool. Are you lot's cool?" Because he walked into one of the best teams in the league.
Yeah. I think the league weren't challenging enough. Yeah.
That too.
That the league weren't at its best or good enough.
The reason I don't think that's fair. Fair enough, like he came second or third. Like he went and won it. Like, and there was times where, like, Liverpool dropped points and they needed to respond. And fair enough, you could say it's luck that we didn't pick up points or City didn't, but we didn't beat them this season.
It's not luck. Everybody as well, we were saying, like, obviously, the reason why Arsenal have been finishing second, the reason why Arsenal ain't won the league is because Pep Guardiola is there, basically. And then when Pep goes, we're going to do this. But Klopp left, Slot come in, over, like, City f***ed up, basically, weren't playing good. I feel like it should have been Arsenal's league, but we can't, like, ignore what Slot done. You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
but I still think there's luck involved because they were lucky to not have as much injuries.
Yeah,
as
but
we did.
You know what? I just don't sound like one of them, it's not luck. It's not luck, innit? It's like
it's football.
Remember, most of this game still, they're all ballers. Like it's still 90, maybe 89% between the ears. And he just managed to get them in that groove where they just could churn out a win, wait, even when they weren't playing well.
So let me ask you this then. Fraud watch. Is Slot on fraud watch this season coming?
You can't call him a fraud, though.
How can he be a fraud watch?
He's not a fraud.
Because if he doesn't finish, if he doesn't win the league again, and he maybe finishes third, out of the top two, not challenging, shall I say, yeah? Then is it because what we're all saying, well, not
nah,
me, but
if you come outside the top four, we'll put you on fraud watch.
I don't know if it's fraud, man, because obviously, like, City dropped off, they're due to come back. Arsenal been second three seasons, they're in and around it. Chelsea, Maresca, they made signings, they're getting better. Newcastle are getting stronger, whatnot. This is a totally different team than what he played with. Obviously, he took Klopp's team, never really made any signings, made it work. But then now, you bring in three, four new players.
I don't think you can't take that away from him.
If he don't win the league, I don't think it's fair to call him a fraud.
No, because he's accomplished.
Depending on how bad he drops off, you could look at it. Same what Dan said. Outside top four, you could maybe look at it and say, yeah, we need to keep an eye on you. But I agree with what you're saying in regards to it's not his team. And he's brought in three, four players. I think realistically, there's a couple other managers that should be on a watch before him.
100%. Yeah, but Klopp couldn't even win the league again with this team. So you have to, he done something.
Of course he did. Yeah, of course he did.
Yeah, but that's a big deal.
So I'm saying, is it other teams dropping off then?
I agree. I said that about the league. The league ain't
Tuchel came in when Lampard had the exact same team, won Champions League with him and beat City three times in a row and went mad. It's mentally, can you captivate these players? And I think Slot must be like a sick man manager. Like everyone must actually like him. You know, like you go breakfast, you see him, Gaffer, he must have that about him because you got to be able to like deliver this information and them take it in. Certain way.
Well, interesting. Liverpool, will they be on the fraud watch this season or is it legit? We'll see. But I want to talk about Chelsea because Chelsea, Dan, they've been a bit busy.
Let me get a drink.
go for it. He needs a drink on this one, yeah?
Give him the apple juice.
I'm hearing that. Obviously, Pedro. Is Pedro confirmed?
Joao Pedro, yeah, he's gone.
He's gone, yeah? And then they hijacked that from Newcastle because I was sure he was going to Newcastle.
Looking at that as well, though.
You think? I feel it's similar to. Yeah. No, Jesus.
Yeah, tall, Gabby Jesus.
He's better than Jesus. He'll do a bit more. I saw him last season. I'm looking at him and play for Brighton. I'm saying there's no way he stays there. You know what I'm trying to say? You don't need forwards. I thought you would have looked at he could play on the left, he could play.
We need goals, man.
He's temperamental.
Yeah, that's what
he is.
He's temperamental.
Very temperamental.
Now, here's
he'll give you a red card out of nowhere.
He's a rude boy, though.
That is a rude boy.
Chelsea, I'm watching us spend some of this money. I think that's probably 200 million or whatever. Because I'm not sure if you mentioned Gittins there, yeah?
Yeah.
Gittins, we'll get on to Gittins.
Gross.
Too Billy, bro.
Nah, don't worry about that, bro. That was last year.
To spend all the billions. That was last year. And Robert Sanchez be your starting goalkeeper.
No. I'm looking at the strikers we've brought in. We know we've had a striker issue all season, yeah? But we brought in Delap and Pedro now, yeah? Now, I'm being brutally honest, yeah, as a man who, when everyone was getting on Nicholas Jackson's back, I wasn't on his back so much because I'm watching the games. I'm not watching the highlights. I'm watching the full 90. I know what he brings to the team. I'm not certain at all that either of these players are better than him. In fact, I'm more certain the other way. I think Nicholas Jackson is still better than both Pedro and Liam Delap.
I think so as well.
But he just has moments of Senegal.
He lacks
Whoa. Of what?
Moments of Senegal.
Did he? He did say that, innit?
Yeah, you're done. He lacks composure, innit?
Because he's so good at running. He's so good at running.
He has so much composure in all his game, apart from finishing.
Yeah, the end product.
Literally. So he'll receive the ball,
make
in
a cold
tight
run,
space, bam, bam, drop bam. The shoulder. But then when it cut, he could have time. He just kind of.
He's off as
composure
well.
Composure comes with time as well. You know, I know you can be born with it, and you've got
he's
instinct.
He's a young striker.
It's instinct, but I think composure. Because I remember Samuel Eto'o when he was young at Real Madrid. Same thing.
Scatty,
well, yeah. Scatty. He then goes to Mallorca. Slows it down a bit. Yeah. Then obviously, but goes Barcelona. Becomes one of their stars.
I've seen enough in Nicholas Jackson and his progression to see that I think we have a real top quality centre forward there, like top quality. And I think if we was to sell him, I'd hear Napoli are sniffing around, Bear Prem teams are
I would
genuinely be heartbroken if he left Chelsea. Genuinely. Because I think he is class. Let me have one.
No, brother.
How many you got left?
That's it. They're all done.
Bro, why did you start dusting them out? You've got experience.
But once you threw it to Greg, it was game over.
You've got experience.
If Nicholas Jackson is going to take his chances, I like him. He's a bad boy.
He's a bad boy. Finds himself in the best place.
He's really annoying. Was it the City game? Was it the FA Cup or League Cup or something?
Just missing chances for fun.
Them chances that he missed, I could never forgive him for them.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, it was crazy.
The one against Arsenal, 6-yard box.
I remember Drogba being like that, bro. Exactly. I remember Drogba having everything. But
apart from his first season only,
Drogba will get it done when it matters.
But here's what I'm saying though, yeah? João Pedro, obviously we're going to bring him in now, yeah? Is he coming in thinking he's going to start? Because surely he can't start ahead of both Nicholas Jackson and Liam Delap. We can't have...
He could,
are
though.
We going to have three strikers?
Though. Money, innit?
You need it.
Pay the money.
Liam Delap is a...
Pedro can start off the left, though.
Yeah, he can play off the left.
But your left wing, right wing is sorted.
No, it's not.
I think
the left.
You got Gittins.
I do this sometimes when I go shopping.
You go either way,
you look at it and you're just like, I want the grey one, but I want the white one as well. I know I don't need them both. But I can't figure out which drop I'm going with. I'm just going to go grey and white. And I think we've done that by going to get Pedro and Neto.
Is Gittins worth 55 million?
I don't know.
I ain't seen enough of him.
Not yet.
55, I think he's decent. And he's come out of the Man City Academy. So that comes with a certain amount of like prestige as well. That's the only academy out there that is as good as ours.
What, Barcelona?
Carrington.
I think he's a good player, innit? But I think... With this Chelsea team, yeah, where you got a lot of players in one position, yeah, what's gonna make a man a guaranteed starter is numbers, innit? Yeah, and I seen Gittins' numbers in Germany.
They're not crazy.
They're not mad, and I just think Germany is a place that if you're not going, I'm not saying he's gonna do terrible over here, but I don't think we've seen a man that hasn't scored much in Germany come over here and go crazy, and especially where he's not gonna have the time. He plays three games without scoring. He's got like four men in his position that can play it. And he becomes a Europa League or whatever. No, they're in the Champions League.
Wait, answer this one. You know what's mad about this? So you get rid of a Callum Hudson-Odoi.
Yeah.
And then you bring someone like that in who he can't be.
That's not great
business. No. This is why I was saying we should keep Sancho.
Mm.
Because for me, Sancho is a sure thing. Yeah. Like in terms of, it would have been 25 million to sign him. You'd have had to deal with some kind of whatever it is when it comes to wages. But you've got a player here that there is, he's like the stress test on him. Like
there's
he's kind of half past it.
Something there.
And I just don't think you needed to to uproot that and then bring in someone who you're unsure about. It's too big of a risk.
Another one as well. Amari Hutchinson.
Yeah, but I was there. I was at the bridge for his debut.
You got another winger.
Bearman, Estavio.
He's supposed to be the new
Andre
Neymar.
Santos. Yeah, we got Bearman.
Who's the new Neymar? What's his name?
Estavio.
He's supposed to be cold.
Yeah, he is.
What are you not doing over there?
We're loaning him up. Well, we're giving you lots 2 years. I said this the other day. We've got 2 years.
In 2 years,
we're going to bring everyone that we've bought back home.
Crazy.
And that's square one. That is literally, that is back to square one.
What kind of movie is that?
It don't even make sense.
No, because this is what it is. When you bring Estevao
Guardians of the Galaxy, they've just gone out bare places and then...
Yeah, so we said, listen, let's go and get the coldest players in the world that are too young to really play men's football properly right now and keep them.
Terrible business.
However, listen, you know what it looks like if it goes right.
Where has it like?
That's anything.
It looks like best team in the world.
Who's done it though?
We're pioneers. Everyone we buy, and it looks like it's a big price, and oh, is he even going to do anything? We're buying them, we're selling them for profit. Like, we're resellers, bro.
That's one thing that
yeah, you are, you're resellers.
Arsenal, I mean, Chelsea are a proper good selling club.
To counteract that, bro, this season, they've only sold £16 million worth of players, bro.
How much they spent?
And they've spent 200 million lips.
All right, do you want to know?
That's, woo, that's not balancing the books,
bro. Do you
know
what they say? Do you know what they say, though?
Fair play.
I remember when I used to complain about this when it came to Arsenal, yeah? A clever man buys before he sells, if he can. Because then you're not going to get absolutely rocked if they know how much money you've got. If we sell all our players and they know what budget we're working with, prices of these players are going up. So we may as well sell them now.
Mark's coming. Tell him he's changed.
No, I don't know. And I hear him. Regarding buying and selling, Chelsea do it good,
but
man.
Do you know why do you know why that might be a good point? Slightly, because United, yeah, have always got, the last couple years, you've always had like a star or someone on big wages on their way out. And clubs will know that.
Yeah.
And they'll charge you big dough.
I wouldn't say it's big dough for Cunha.
We can't get rid of players.
Yeah, but at the same time, look, you're going into this season coming
62
up,
million for Cunha is not bad. Yeah,
it's not, but at the same time, Wolves know Rashford's probably going. Sancho's probably
Garnacho.
Going. You need, exactly, yeah, Garnacho. You need Cunha.
The difference is, yeah, with clubs like United, yeah, even if you're not getting extorted by the clubs, you're getting extorted by the players. They know you're coming in and 500 grand's going off the wage list just in two players. Bro. I want 200 grand. Yeah. And that's why Cunha's saying mad numbers to you.
Brother, I don't think Cunha for 62 is great.
You don't think it's great?
No.
Have you seen his goal numbers? Have you seen his goal numbers?
It's not that great.
One thing, I don't know what United fans expect, because obviously they want like another like marquee sign or whatever. Yeah. We're not going to get a Cunha level player for the next few years. Like, Cunha's an absolute...
You reckon?
Boy.
I think that's a scary big statement. Yeah. That's a big statement, man.
Again, because he's at Wolves, he's at shouting shit. But throughout my history, we've bought top players from clubs around the league.
Yeah, but the shirt ain't strong enough anymore.
You're doing it again.
Go on.
Where United fans, you see in another... If the convo was different, you wouldn't say that we couldn't get a player Cunha level. If the convo was different, what are you talking about?
We're United.
We finished 15th.
Yeah, but that's not the ethos now right now.
Menace
knows it as well.
Yeah. See?
The only thing I'm trying to say
is no appeal.
The Cunha deal is good business. And again, the expectations, because we're United, we've got a lot of ambition. We expect a lot.
No one is saying it's bad business.
Wait, no, but what I'm trying to say is
other than Steve,
the expectations are maybe too high within the fan base. Cunha is a top level player. He hasn't had a chance to prove it yet because he's been at Wolves. Obviously, he's done the rounds. He's serious. We're not going to get a player.
What's he got to do?
That level again.
Who's that?
Going to come to United
Who's
and do the same things?
He did good numbers last season, though.
What numbers has he got to put on the board?
Double figures.
Are we talking 10 double figures or 15?
It's got to be minimum double figures.
15. You think he has to score 15?
It's the same thing. Like in Brenmo. If you don't get 20 goals at United, you're going to be chatting shit. But he was on penalties. He scored. Cunha outscored him in open play. You know what I'm trying to say? Cunha's not going to be on penalties at United. So when he don't hit the same 20 goals, he's going to be like, oh,
I'll back you on that. Because one thing I will say, yeah, it's like a Nicholas Jackson. Forget the goals. Take the goals out of the game. It's about what he actually contributes. I watched the man you had last season, Højlund, Rasmus. Yeah.
That's a Christmas.
It don't
name.
Matter what he was worth. He was poor all season. Even if he wasn't being helped by the rest of his team, he was poor all season.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas Cunha, I've got a big enough sample size in him to know he affects games. Like he does madness. Even if you know, like your back's against the wall, you need some loose change out of a defence. He buys the foul.
Yeah, yeah.
He buys a throw-in.
He's a level raiser, isn't it? Like Wolves have only been so bad because they've had him, literally.
Can I say something? Ellipse, so you see Semenya?
Semenya,
he's a level raiser, right?
For United.
For Bournemouth. Do you think he's going to go for 62 million? Because I think he's that sort of level raiser, the same as Cunha.
Where does Semenya play?
The same thing Dan just said, though.
I don't think he's going to be worth that much, though.
The same thing Dan just said about clubs known we're probably going to have potential outgoings, so they're going to charge. We've been charged.
I don't know if there's a Man United tax.
We've
I don't know about that.
We've been charged throughout the years.
There is a Man United tax, of course there is.
No, do you know what it is? I don't even think it's United tax anymore. It's just what happens to any team with outgoings now, isn't it? If you go for if you go for a player at a team and they know you've got outgoings, they're able to ask for a little bit more bread.
100%.
And I think that's why Semenyo's got that price tag.
I think we got that plus United tax. Lips don't believe there's United tax. There's been United tax for over a decade,
100%.
Bro. We have got United tax.
Because regardless of who it comes from, you're buying from a smaller team.
Is there Chelsea
team.
Tax?
Yeah, what is United tax? Tell me what United
teams
tax.
Got it. Liverpool tax now.
No, it's the top teams have a tax where we're not selling to you unless we feel like we're not giving
top
you our best player unless
not
we're
United
getting
tax.
Yeah, but United, for whatever reason, they can finish 15th, but they're still considered one of the big teams.
You give yourself United tax, bro.
Of course.
Someone like
I agree with you.
Someone like Rasmus Højlund. No one didn't want him. Why are you paying that kind of bread? You should have put 10 toes down and said,
goals ever.
You know what it is? It's bare snakes in the grass here, because the moment, just suppose no one knows about that top quality player over there playing in Denmark, yeah? Mm-hmm. The moment someone from United makes an approach to them, their agent goes and tells every other team
United's on
that
us.
United have made an approach to them.
Yeah.
And then attract. It becomes that thing where like the price just goes up.
No, but hear this though. I know we're talking about United now. Arsenal now with Sesko, yeah? Similar situation to Haaland for me. For me, no one else is really on him.
No, man.
No, but let me just land.
Who's Sesko?
Sesko and Haaland are two. They're two different strikers.
I ain't even finished.
Go on.
My thing is, no one else is really on him.
We were well off on Sesko.
But right now, it's only us. So we're saying, bro, we're not just doing what you want us to do.
United will say,
oh, everybody's going to want him because we want him. It's 70-something million. Mm-hmm. Then the youth comes, he's...
Yeah.
Whose fault is it?
You
bro?
Don't believe in Sesko, I get it. The Sesko and Højlund thing
ain't
the same.
No, it isn't. I think Sesko's probably played a little bit more football, but it's the fact of the matter is, the position Sesko and Højlund are in, they're young players at a club where a bigger club wants them, innit? Yeah?
Yeah.
And the bigger club, for me, in these deals, should have the power in it, innit? Because your player wants to forward over here, and we've got the bread in it. So we're not just going to do what you want us to do, especially because it's only us that wants him. Yeah. If it's bare teams, then cool, innit? We have to listen and what do you want and what does he want? It's not like that. You understand? So with Sesko now, I think if we do get him, we'll probably get a better deal than United did with Højlund.
But do you know, here's the one thing with Arsenal. I've seen Arsenal play hardball before and lose the player completely.
Always, in fact,
I've seen it 100 times.
Every time.
So like Arsenal, if you adapted maybe more of the Man U approach, you'd actually have the players that you wanted.
To an extent. Don't overdo it the way we do it.
But Man U do the
above and beyond. Yeah, take it above and beyond. Above and beyond.
Chelsea had a perfect balance in the middle, you know.
As you are, yeah. In the position we're in, I'd rather we took your approach to transfers. In our position, 100%.
Why though? Why?
Just go get a man, bro.
No, but here's the money. You've got Sancho saying, I'm not leaving.
Yeah, it's mad.
But Arsenal can afford to a certain extent, because they haven't been doing it for so many years. They've been getting so many negative backlash in terms of players don't want to leave because of their wage and stuff like that. If they've done it for 2-3 men, i.e. Sesko being one that I think they need, and they do it with a couple other men that they feel like they need, with the squad that they got and with...
Have you romanticised Sesko? I've watched him, yeah?
Say again?
Because I thought we was going to get him. So I watched his YouTube highlights, look good. I thought, in fact, you know what? Let me watch a game. I watched him, and the highlights, unfortunately, they look good.
No, because he showed me some next highlights.
Of course it is.
So I watched him for a full game. And I'm not saying it's not a big sample size 190. I'm telling you, he's not as good as people think.
All right, let me ask you this then. So you're trying to convince Arsenal that they should do your blueprint?
For a couple of men, yeah.
Because what I'm saying is, what happens is you end up with a lot of dead wood. When you end up buying players...
They've got no,
no go,
live
no, 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 go on, go on, yeah, go on,
yeah.
go
you
on,
end up
go
with
on.
A lot of dead wood when you end up buying players, overpaying for them. Because when it comes to shifting them, like say, Malacia...
all of them.
Like, you can't get rid of him. And you paid over, paid for him probably.
No, we didn't. But let me land. We didn't.
That's,
we didn't.
Of course you overpaid.
For Malacia.
Maleficent.
How much? Like, 13. We didn't pay that much. Yeah,
it was like 30 million.
It's a Feyenoord left back.
What do you mean it's a Feyenoord left back?
That's like 6 mil, bro.
13 is 7 mil.
You've never brought no one for Feyenoord? Well, you've not been that sort of player. That sort of club. Secondly, like I'm saying, I said it for a couple players. Now, this, them talking about Arsenal right now, you take that approach with a couple players, I promise you. So,
yeah.
Redo that again. So, I keep walking away.
Dude,
so,
step on this. Just pause, just
drop the shoulder. Stop touching me, though.
It's all right, bro. No pressure.
In terms of a couple players that you guys need, in my opinion, how come you even here? I had no. Why are you even here?
Who sat there next?
Why are you even here? You come here to laugh. You don't even do nothing. You do nothing.
This
why
guy
are you
is
here?
Finishing me, bro.
Why
stop,
are you here?
Stop flipping the blame
put
on me.
Put your AP down for
put,
one and let
put
me talk.
Put your fake
anyhow,
thing,
fake
whatever
what,
you're
going to
put in there. Please
anyhow.
Go and Lit, play.
Like
go,
I'm
go,
saying.
Go, go.
So now we know who the problem is.
Who's the problem?
Why are you slapping my back? I just said,
stop being disruptive.
Why are you here?
Why did my phone down on the pressure?
Boys, this is poor. This is poor. Come on, boys.
The same approach. We're talking about United, yeah? We've been doing it.
In the mic.
We've been doing it. Sorry, same approach with United and how we signed. We've been doing it 4 years. Hasn't been working. I said for Arsenal, where they are right now, they properly couple signings off the league. Them couple players are what they need to do the same way United do it. That's my opinion. Isak that they need, go and spend the bread. That's my opinion for couple players. Not the way we've been doing it for 6-7 years because how United have been, can't get rid of man when we need to get rid
yeah,
of man.
You're right.
Do you know what I mean? For couple man,
only a couple.
You need to
but
go and move Dutty
it
with them.
It has lasting effects though.
Okay.
You go and break the bank and you get that guy on big wages, you mash up the dressing room, you mash up your bank balance. Like everything is like-
But boys, listen.
It has to work.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. Like you said, Arsenal are in a completely different position. You lot are in need of a rebuild. Mm. Or that's what your manager says, isn't it? That you need a rebuild. No, but let me just land there.
Marcus, chill. See, Marcus is back, you know. Man, I can't Jesus talk about Christ. United. Was there too many
nah, but listen, no, I'm not even onto you lot, but you lot want a rebuild, but you can't shift players, bro.
That's the biggest problem that we
we're in trouble.
For a while.
That's a bad thing.
After you know
we went through that.
We've all seen contracts, innit? In terms of like what they look like. I just don't understand why Premier League teams are not writing into certain contracts. That, for example, Chelsea, we have an incentive-based contract. Yeah, like it's that's
really?
Why that's why
come here, we'll give you billions.
No, definitely not. Have you seen our wage bill?
No, but
it's probably lower than yours.
Is it?
Yeah,
our wage bill is over like 7 years.
Yeah, but
bro.
What we're doing is it's incentivized.
Death row contract.
You play well, you get this. We do this as a team, blah, 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 blah. Everyone's wages
but bro,
go up.
If Maleficent was on 7 years, oh my days.
But what I mean is, Arsenal, and United, they're paying out big money. I just think that if you as a club are identifying this as a risk, yeah, I'm spending money or I'm going to spend potential money here for a player that we don't know he's going to hit the ground running and then we're going to be stuck with him on 250 grand, you've got to at least write something into the contract where it's just like, if you don't play a certain amount, it's void.
Let me tell you where we
and
are.
They won't
yeah?
sign, bro.
We're not in a good phase, yeah, but obviously we're still Manchester United. We're the biggest club in the world, probably. I'm just telling you the truth.
Why is man laughing for?
You can laugh. You don't have to like it.
You don't have to like it.
And outside,
you know what is? That's your tagline. We've got that, the Pride of London.
Stop.
No, it's just a tagline.
No, stop.
Let him land.
Bar Real Madrid, we're still the biggest club in the world. We still have pool, but we're not in a good space. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So you have to incentivize these players to come there. So the wages have got to be decent. Forget the world. Let's just do England. We're the biggest club in the country.
You can't be.
You don't have to like it.
England is tiny.
You don't
England
have to like
tiny.
It.
Marks.
Brazil, Palmeiras.
We're the biggest club
put
in the country.
Put your hands down, bro.
Palmeiras.
Put your hands down.
You don't have to like it,
Marks, bro. Let me chat to you, bro.
Go on.
Obviously, you ain't been here for a while. Welcome back, my bro. First and foremost.
Yeah.
Obviously, I remember we had the episode in the beginning when you was around about where we thought everyone was going to finish in the table.
Don't worry about all that.
Now, let me just land. I'm not even going to talk about what you said. I'm going to talk about what I said.
Yeah, go on.
I said 12th. This man wanted to fight me, bro.
That's disrespect, though.
That's disrespect.
You came 15th.
Yeah, we didn't know that.
So let me just finish.
You have
we can still scrap.
Listen.
We'll scrap
bro,
as fast. We'll scrap you after, man.
This is what I'm saying, Margs. I see the wrist. I see the,
you're
good
seen
at
it.
Football. You're Two filthy now. Congrats. But you see in the football world, in life, you man are doing great. You see in football world, you man are in
still mud.
We are in the mud, but we're still the biggest club in the country.
You're not.
We're the biggest club in the country, second to Liverpool.
But no, but understand what we're going to screw up our face. We're going to screw up our face.
It's history.
Bro, you see Captain America. Captain America came out of the ocean, yeah? He was still looking for his gal. And his gal is 70 years old, bro.
So what?
It was a different world. The world United and Liverpool was talking about, it's a different world, bro.
Marcus has been gone. He's come back. He's just different.
Done.
Listen. Footballing wise, there's better teams than us because we're in the mud. Yes, but as an entity, United
you're broke. Your team's broke, bro.
As an entity,
you understand your
you're
football
broke.
Club.
You're on the New York Stock Exchange.
What are you talking about?
You're sinking. You've been sinking.
Oh, you
know
I've been
did.
You know I've been did.
You're done, man.
We're still big.
The only I checked. The only club in the world with more money than you lot is Real Madrid.
That's it. You know so why are we arguing with Morgan?
No, that's the worst of the club. To sell it.
This ain't Monopoly.
But what he said is facts, then.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that ain't mattering, rap.
Okay, that's fine. I get that.
That ain't mattering.
We agree.
Rap,
yeah,
man.
I get that. I get
one
that.
One estate funding. That's royal family, Real Madrid. You know, that's family. That's royal. It's get me? That's drip. All white. That's different. And their thing is owned by the public. I can buy shirts in United
can
today.
Go left.
It's dead.
That is enough about Man United.
I'll start. Okay. See, Arsenal are addicted to centre backs, left backs,
centre mids.
Everybody knows they need an attacker. Everybody knows it.
Who they brought?
Can we land?
They brought
Zubimendia.
Don't say Zubimendia because Loons' man them was singing Zubi Doobie Doo.
Zalando. They
so
brought
don't
Zalando.
Tell me about Zubimendia.
They brought Zalando. And who else they got?
And Loons, don't even try and not be in this episode talking about, oh, Zabi Alonso wants him. He's going to go Real. No, bro. Hold tap.
That will land.
Yeah, no, let me just land because that's what I want to say because you're talking how you're talking, bro. But Don Fabrizio, we're going to get him on.
You weren't rating him, by the way.
He's not the Don no more.
Yeah, man's not rating him no more.
Bro, let it land. Because we're going to talk. That's the, I want to know what the man them's thinking about that. But Don Fabrizio, he's still a Don.
Mm-hmm.
I said the best is yet to come.
That means he's going to get another keeper or something.
I don't even have anything else to say.
Shut up,
no,
man.
But because
the curse might be over because you've got rid of Partey. And I respect you for not renewing the contract. Obviously, we're not going to talk about it.
You
but
respect
we know
it,
why.
Yeah.
We know why. That's what I tried to show the man the other day, but they didn't want to hear it. Go on.
So it's thanks for finally coming on the right side of history. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, you've done the right thing, gotten rid of my man. Cool. So it might be different looking forward, but you still need... You're talking about Rodrigo ain't better than Martinelli.
I didn't say that.
You did say that.
No, I didn't say that.
I follow you on Twitter.
I didn't say that.
I follow you.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying, is he going to... I said I prefer it. He's not. I don't think he's going to come and do more than Martinelli. And I think that's a fair thing to say, bro.
So you think Martinelli is better than Rodrigo?
No, I don't.
You agree with that?
I just don't think he'll come and do more than what Martinelli's doing.
Better, you know
it'll
better.
Look better on the eye.
Construct.
Yeah, it'll look better on the eye than that, but
Mental.
I think he's like... And everyone wanted to fight me for that, and everyone below.
Yes, you're Jura Scrap.
I agree, by the way.
Okay, cool. What nine do you get? Do Arsenal get this?
Do Arsenal get a nine?
Who or should?
Do Arsenal get a nine?
Because that's what I want to say. I think we're going to get Sesko. I think we will, but I think we should get.
Gyökeres.
My guy.
Gyökeres, yeah. I think we should.
Hey, listen, is Isak still. On the that, no, could it happen?
No,
could he
no,
leave
no.
at all?
I think if he leaves, he goes to Liverpool. Yeah, I think he goes.
But why?
To Liverpool
why would it be Liverpool over Arsenal? Is it only money?
Because Isak prefers Liverpool. Than
bigger club.
Bigger club.
It's a bigger
maybe.
Club.
Maybe
success.
Closer to Newcastle.
I think
second biggest club in the country.
Bigger club. No, that pulls a lot of weight, Dan. You know it does.
Club.
It's
you
a bigger club.
Have you been to Liverpool?
I ain't touching Liverpool.
I've been to Liverpool enough times.
There you
bro.
Go.
Trust me, when you go to Liverpool, it's not London, bro.
It's not as nice as you think it would be.
No, it's not nice.
You'd rather go City. That's a fact.
Manchester.
To be honest with you, I love Liverpool.
I bet you do.
Don't do that to my dog, man. He was trying to keep it PG.
He's walking onto shots.
But we're not talking about Liverpool now, we're talking about Arsenal.
Speaking of Martinelli.
Yeah. Martinelli is wanted by the Saudis.
So is Sancho.
And I think the way that you lot talk about him, not you lot, you.
I mean, I don't know.
Everyone, I think he should go.
Do you know what I was going to
say?
I want to.
Only because of how we speak about him.
He should go for himself.
I thought it had to do with his performances, but if it's because of how I'm speaking about him, yeah, he should have caught 3 seasons.
So let me land then. So let me land this. It's where you're not intelligent, and it's okay. It's why you can't. You're supposed to use on the bench.
Oh,
this is why he supports West Ham.
Well, we keep going. You ready?
Yes, sir.
So the only reason players are rejecting Saudi are for moral reasons, are for what people think. Would we agree? A lot of them
you
are.
You don't think it's a little bit. I agree.
Yeah, whoa. Sorry.
It's not just moral.
For people, let me land. So if the people that you are trying to keep your moral compass for are disrespecting you all the time, it's going to give you more of an incentive, maybe, to leave. That's all I'm saying. So yeah.
What are we saying, Xhaka?
Someone like Martinelli, unless he's super money orientated, he's gonna prefer to stay in the top league in Europe.
Brother, all the Brazilians.
You understand what that means?
The Brazilians are.
The Brazilians are
they're
what?
They're not.
They're going Saudi.
Very money orientated because they have to be.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
As much as you say that, Arsenal are quite interested in Rodrigo. And Rodrigo's kind of saying he don't care.
He's not interested
Arsenal's
in you, man.
Him.
That's another thing.
He wants to play football at the highest level.
It's all right when he's on 23 million a year, right?
I'll be honest, yeah. I'll be honest.
Norgaard.
I've been Brazil.
Is that shocking?
I've been Brazil, yeah. Trust me, he's all right in Brazil. You hear me? Like, it's pesos over there, you know? Like, as in, like, whether he's at Arsenal, Saudi, it don't matter. Like, he's already good.
Are we rating Norgaard?
I don't love it. But at the same time, yeah, do you know what it is? The Norgaard news came out, and the next day, it said, we're onto the Mosquera you. And I know you lot don't love the centre-back thing and that, but I think we need a little bit of centre-back backup. You understand?
You've got Kivior.
I think, yeah, but that's a right.
Calafiori.
He's young.
Calafiori.
And I just think it puts us in a little bit of a
Timber
better position.
Timber can play there.
And my thing
Ben White can play
there. Yeah, but these men are injury prone. These men are... Like, we've been in situations... Come on, Tomiyasu's mash, bro. So it's a thing where I just think we kind of got to think like we're buying our backups first, innit?
Exactly.
That's what it's looking like,
innit?
Exactly we can't really... Like, Norgaard's probably Jorginho replacement. You understand? Zubimendi is probably the party replacement.
Okay, I see.
If we're being honest, that's not a mad thing. Kepa, Neto replacement. These aren't players like... You understand?
Or are these the deals that are just easiest to do at the moment?
I've been saying this about Arsenal, bro.
Easy deals.
Check previous flipping transfers that we've done, bro. They're all... Jorginho's on his last legs. We've gone and bought him. For why?
No, but he was decent for that first season, you know?
Nah, it weren't what you needed.
For Arteta, it made sense.
It weren't what you needed.
I think it did, because, bro, I sat here and I watched everyone rant and rave about Jorginho, and I was obviously a little bit like, he's just come from Chelsea. I know his flaws and what he's good at, but you lot rated him big time, you know, when he came, because he was just the pass master. And then you realised these passes ain't hurting no one.
No, I'm not disagreeing with how good he is, but you need to understand, Arsenal, to me, are like a Chelsea reject. So after everyone from Chelsea are done, they go down to Arsenal.
Retirement home.
Oh. Yeah, but they want to stay in London.
No, but as much as you say that, yeah,
visa.
We want players
work
like...
Work permit.
Willian.
Do you get it?
We want players like Isak and Rick. Like, we want to spend big dough on these players, innit? So if we want that, on
we
the
don't
other
want
side,
to.
On
it
the,
sounds yeah, good, bro. We don't land, want bro. To spend no mean? Big bro. Money on big players, bro.
You don't want to break your waist.
Yeah, but
structure.
This is my thing, yeah? Whoever we get in the nine, yeah, is going to cost bread. Yeah, whether it's Sesko, Jokeres, even up to Isak, innit? For those deals to be possible, our backup guys in the Jorginho position is going to be close to Jorginho level. You understand? It's going to be a backup. You understand? Like, we're not Chelsea. We're not City. We're not Liverpool. We don't.
Not United.
We don't move like that, bro.
You're not United, yeah.
But the problem, here's your problem. Mm-hmm. You need both a striker and a backup striker.
Yeah, we do.
You need
it's
both,
not
yeah.
just one.
And a winger.
I think we need a winger.
And a backup winger.
And a striker, innit? I think we need a winger and a striker.
You know what's crazy, though? We've been talking about...
No, that was good. I thought that was good. But quality. You know what it is? Quality. Me, we've already got it in our head.
It's Menace. Menace is on you.
I'm not. It's not me. It's not me. Sorry. I've closed my eyes. Go on.
You know what's crazy, though? We talk about business and teams doing good business. I heard that with the Zubimendi deal, Arsenal actually paid a bit more if they was allowed to maybe stretch it out and play in
installments and that.
So it brings down the fair play.
I heard that.
Which
too.
Is
heard
great.
That
well. Yeah. Did you hear that? I heard, oh yeah, that's
great
business.
Where they got that from.
It's great
so
business.
So I'm saying, we're pioneers. Pride of London.
We are. I didn't like that, but everyone moaned at you lot when you done it.
Yeah, obviously, we're a loophole.
That's
all right.
That makes sense. That's good business. So what nine do you want to see come into Arsenal?
Mm. We're not getting any of them.
Before we say that, I'm glad this man is sitting here.
Who, wait?
Let me just land. Because this is where you're going to understand my path of Neo mentality. You understand?
Neo mentality.
So I got loons to go get Wick to get on this show. Because I knew you knew Eze, bro. See, every time I said he's not your cousin, I was joking. But let me just land, G. Let me just land, fam.
So loon's got Morpheus.
Bro, what you on, bro? Let me just land. Listen.
The one.
You see how loons has been an agent for you. I need you to be an agent now, my bro. Everybody saw that moment in the Wembley Stadium, bro.
When it ignored you.
Well, you two come. Was in the same kit. Don't be angry. Remember what he does.
You're
Steve
right.
On his, Steve on his act like he's been here before still. The man am I jealous of moments, never bro. He's had so from? Many moments. He's jealous of that moment.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Because Nolan didn't come and say hello bro, to you, bro. It's not my fault, bro. Take out on Nolan.
Wait. Now is time.
There's no time for nothing,
no, let me
bro.
Just land, bro. What are you doing?
I'll be honest with you.
Oh, you think Eze will be a good signing for you?
What?
You can't do it.
You can't do it.
Can you or can you not get Eze to Arsenal?
You can't do it.
Why?
No.
Why not?
Why?
No.
Why are you so loyal?
Do you know what it is, though? Do you know what it is? You see what it is with me and my footballer friends, yeah? Whatever. Man, don't be speaking about football because everybody speaks about football. Bro, man, don't speak about football.
Bro, I used to have this with boxers. Stop that.
No, I don't do it, bro.
It's an excuse. Bro, you think we're stupid?
Yeah.
Bro. I got him.
Nah. I don't think you got him. You're thinking he knows something. He's not saying nothing. No, nope.
I don't know.
He
this
knows
the man is
nothing.
Exactly. Steve, oh God,
Eze don't even know him.
No.
This is the- I'm saying that.
That's dark. That's dark.
He's been waiting to say that for a time. It sounds. See all of that? It sounds good.
That is so dark. That's dark.
It sounds good, bro.
You see, now was the time.
Yeah.
That was the diamond tester, you know.
Yeah, bro. It sounds good.
To see if your pearls were real. Brother, I beeped to all kind of mad sounds, bro. Why did it lie, bro? I've been lying about the Rashford deal, saying I know his family. Just lie. Are you gonna say no?
Inexperience. It's inexperience.
I can't even do that on both.
If we get him, you're gonna have to move. Like you got nothing to do with it.
Conflict
of
interest.
Conflicted because of the Palace thing. So you don't want him to leave Palace.
You South man are sick men.
But the reality is, you need to do something, and you have the power to do it.
You do, bro.
And you won't do it.
You gotta get this deal over the line.
You're a filthy fella. You know what kind of deals we got across the line?
Do you know how many deals I got over the line? Chelsea.
I'm going to spill the beans. You're going to get mad.
Go on. Don't do it. I'm not going to lie. If you don't leave Palace now, he's screwed. He'll never leave.
It's on you. It's going to be on you as well.
If you don't leave Palace now, he's screwed. He'll never leave.
Yeah, that's between him and God, isn't it?
Okay.
And you're not getting involved?
Bro.
Listen.
If you see him, you see him, innit? If you don't, you don't.
Can't I thought he's older than him.
Listen, he's going Spurs.
God better just tell him.
You can't let him go Spurs, though. Hey, listen to me.
Dad, yeah, you're going to get smoked for that.
He's going Spurs.
You're going to let him go Spurs? That's your fault.
If he goes Spurs, it's your fault.
100%.
Like, 100%.
Anywhere other in the Prem, that's not Arsenal, it's your fault.
Of course it's
100%.
And you pay a fine.
He better go Barca or something.
What about
City,
though?
Arsenal.
What about City?
What about City?
What about
Bayern Munich?
Oh, you're saying some stuff now.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just giving options.
He's saying some stuff. Now. This is going to get interested. Yeah, he weren't meant to say that.
Bayern might be a thing.
You weren't meant to say that. He wasn't
him
meant to say
Lisa
that.
Back together. Good. Sounds good.
You weren't meant to say that.
Him and Shirky.
He messed up. He's hoping
you are the deadest Arsenal fan I've ever. He's your brethren and you support Arsenal. And this is what you're doing.
Yeah, no, facts.
Bro, this is.
Can I say something?
Go on, Sir Steve-O. You've always got something to say. Go on.
I had a friend.
Honestly.
Mate, carry on, because I remember last episode I said I'm going to get you substituted and you didn't start this game, so just keep talking, innit? Yeah?
I didn't want to start.
War between you two, you know?
No, but it's been like this with me and Steve.
Carry on. Okay, listen.
Right. It's been like this between me and Steve. I'm okay because I'm going to get you.
But I remember.
That was crud.
Still talking. I remember.
So go on.
Listen. I remember when Henry Lansbury was coming to, he was available for loan. Yeah?
Arsenal playoff.
Man said, who's that?
That's our border. That's our border.
He sounded like something for Game of Thrones.
Lannister.
You interviewed him. Didn't he here for that?
He was on the show.
It was Lannister.
Lansbury.
He's out of order.
I remember when he was available for loan, I negotiated that he come to West Ham and we ended up getting promoted. That's a true fan.
Good for you, bro.
Okay, I'm saying. Good for you. I'm not saying. Some people do that for their team.
You get the money out of it?
Of course he didn't.
I got Declan to Arsenal. Do you want me to show you the DM?
And I can
right
show
now?
You the iPod.
Do you want me to show you the DM right
but
now?
But the thing is, you see your DMs, yeah? I feel like you DM
everybody.
Good game, Declan.
I DM'd about 7 footballers, innit?
Have you done it this season?
See, this is what I told you to sign, Declan.
All right, DM Jokeres.
Wonderful free kick, Declan. Wonderful free kicks.
All right, good morning, Declan. I got him to Arsenal.
And I'm going to be real, and I've got the video here. He did say Lippy's been messing, like, I might, Lippy wants me to go Arsenal. So,
sounds good, man.
He heard it.
Bro, the thing, this place does make
influence
an influence.
Here, look, you know?
Who DM'd who first?
We are Mandem FC.
Who DM'd who first? It's a joke. You know
I'm going to speak Declan to? DM'd him first.
Did he reply to you?
He DM'd him first, bro.
Say what?
Just laughing, saying you're...
Don't reveal it.
Don't reveal it, bro.
Yeah, it's agent stuff.
I got him there, bro.
And what's this, when he was at West Ham?
Yeah, bro.
Okay.
And then look, yeah.
The man, the culture vultures, isn't
he? No, look. I want to show you the defining moment when I got him to Arsenal, yeah? Look, yeah. I said, I gassed him for the European champion thing. I said, please come to Arsenal.
Did you mention Jollof? Did you mention Jollof?
He said, see you soon.
Or jerk.
Guy. So I knew first.
Jollof or jerk? What did you mention?
What does that say?
See you soon,
my guy. Maybe.
No. He loves the culture.
That's
innit?
What, bro.
I got him there, bro. Jollof Rice.
Jollof Rice.
I think you should message Sesko.
Crazy.
Message Sesko.
Yeah, message Sesko.
Nah, man.
Eze?
I won't message him what Skits wants me to message him, bro.
Oh.
Because I say, go do your slam dunks over there.
Basketball.
Mbappe.
Go forward to Arsenal, bro. You're doing 3-pointers. I don't
Skits
need you,
done a mad thing with that.
Skits said he wants Sesko because he's good at basketball.
Crazy.
He's good at basketball.
Yeah. No correlation whatsoever, bro.
Okay, let me ask you this then. No. How about this? Eze.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
The two oldest in the room. Come on, grow up, man.
No one's older than you here.
Not even Looney, bro.
You're older than me.
Not even Looney.
That's not true.
What? Whenever I says that's not true.
Looney's about 5 years older than me, bro.
If you're older than Looney.
That's not true, it's flip. Crazy.
But you know what, though? I just want to say about Eze. If he was to go to Arsenal, does he replace Odegaard? Or does he play on this left side?
He plays on the left. He plays on the left, yeah.
Either left 8 or left
he's
wing.
He's going Martinelli.
Take Martinelli's spot.
Hang on. We've said this before about Verts, right? If you're going to get a player that's been playing out of his skin in a certain position, why do you get him and then put him in a different position?
I think he could play central, though. Left 8. I think he could play with Odegaard.
So what? Odegaard, Eze, and then Rice behind?
Yeah.
Eze is going to play off the left.
I think he would.
That's the kind of man you want one-on-one with.
Dex is not good in the six. He's not as influential in the six.
He's that bad in the six.
He has to play in the eight.
He's got to be better in the eight.
He has to play in the eight, which means Eze has to go left or play for Odegaard.
See, for me, you see that eight? You see Arsenal, yeah? Arsenal have so much of the ball that I think you're better off affecting the game from wide. Like, I genuinely think they just have the ball. Odegaard just sits on the ball for like 30 seconds at a time. Like they've got it, they congest it, and then they push it wide.
Someone needs to keep it wide.
Someone has to stay out there and just go one-on-one. That's Eze, bro.
That's the issue with Martinelli. As effective as he is, sometimes he just loses it, bro. And with Eze, we'll retain possession on that side.
A bit better, innit?
Yeah,
go back
way
around. You have
better,
to come
bro.
Back round.
With Martinelli, just
do you
loses
know what I mean? Eze's
it.
Like a half Sancho, half Martinelli.
You see that link up when it happens, yeah? It's going to be crazy.
When it happens? Or if it happens.
Lewis Skelly. Come on, bro. Two Nigerians on the wing. And then
they're both Nigerian.
Yeah. Saka and
not gonna
Eze.
Work. It's not going
to
work.
Of course it will, bro. Because these are God-fearing Nigerians.
Them two
they're
are cold.
Fraud.
And the way Arsenal play, they're set up to attack through the wings and that.
When was the last time... Wait. When was the last time we saw two Nigerians on the same side?
On the same
On
team?
The same side or...
Not in the Nigerian national team.
I'm trying to find someone.
It don't work. That's why.
Nah, man.
I think the fact that they didn't even get into the Nigerian team says something, though.
Whoa. What are you talking about?
Who didn't get in?
Saka. Saka and Eze.
Who didn't get in?
What do you mean they didn't get in?
I was about to bite, bro.
I like that.
I can't lie.
Yeah.
It's not wasted on me.
I clocked it.
Filthy live show. Obviously.
Wednesday, 30th of August, Hackney Empire. Yeah, I was about to say FCVO, wasn't it? But I realized, yeah, trust me, tickets in the description down below. You get me?
And also, don't
Patreon,
remember.
All of that. Mind Steve-O's gap. You get me? Mind the gap. All of that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Become a member. Get your early access behind the scenes. All that showing, good stuff.
You're showing inexperience.
Yeah, man. So much.
You think that?
Vali, yeah, I've just got you.
Wait, I've absolutely...
I've pulled my pants down today.
Man need to do a buoy and get him off. Man do a buoy and get him off. My buoy, this is a buoy.
Yo. Has anyone, Skits, you warm? Yeah. Come. Has anyone ever been substituted at the end of the show?
A buoy.
Hey.
I'll be honest, it don't make a difference anyway. He's gonna be mute.
Go on, mate.
I've got to ask
I've never substituted anyone in the last minute of the game, you know. It didn't even mean nothing. Corner. Last quarter of the game. That's just winning them off.
Sorry.
Anyway, hey.
One second, I've got to ask Skits something. How are you coping with porn addiction?
Whoa.
Huh?
Porn addiction.
And this is why we can't appeal to the younger
bro,
audience.
Bro, I just like feet.
Nah, we can't. How are you feeling?
I just like feet.
Is that you're on a feet thing?
No, I've been always on that, but I'm not on an addiction thing. I'm not on an addiction thing.
You're coping.
It's everywhere though, it's everywhere.
And a quick reminder, remember if you've got a ticket for the live show, you are automatically entered into the giveaway with a chance to win the Rolex. Check the watch section.
Listen, I don't even know what it is, but
man,
listen.
What? Are you talking me?
What?
I'm doing the fucking thing.
Yeah, no, what?
How are you coping with your porn addiction?
What are you doing?
And remember people, Filthy Fellas have linked up with the watch section. So if you've got a ticket for the show, you have been selected to be entered into the raffle for a Rolex giveaway. Check the watch section Instagram for all the details.
34 mil. There Diamond dial.
Yes. Like, comment, and subscribe. Filthy out.
Are you addicted?